Hi, hello, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer here to help you bring astrology into your business strategy to help you grow and scale your own online business. I'm so excited for today's episode, as I always am, because we are getting down to the nitty-gritty and specifics of what it means to truly bring astrology into your business strategy. So today's episode is going to be all about something that every business owner has to do, which is launching. We're going to talk about how bringing astrology into your launch strategy is going to help you to sell out your next launch. Let's get into it. All right. So launching is necessary, right? And what's so exciting about that is that we are way past the days where launching has to look a particular way. Launches are no longer beholden to the model of host a webinar, do sales calls, have countdown timers, have a super long sales page that most likely no one will read, and, you know, set super high expectations to have a sold out launch, and then just feel emotionally horrible in the entire process. Those days are long gone. And now we have so much flexibility and freedom to truly customize launches to fit not just our offer model, but our astrological strengths and our emotional capacity. Like, there are so many different ways to launch now. And because launching is an integral part of your business, and that no matter what your niche is, no matter what it is that you offer, launching is a necessity because it's a way to bring in that visibility, to bring that attention to the work that you're doing and allowing your audience to really tap in a particular time to say, yes, now is the time to work with you. And so it's so important that when we're talking about bringing astrology into your business strategy, this also includes launching. So in this episode, I'm going to break down the elements of a successful launch and how astrology is going to help you to create your next best launch. All right. After this episode, you're going to look forward to launching. Okay. You're going to be excited for it and you're going to want to do it more because you're going to know how to align it to your energetic design. So first, let's get into the elements of a successful launch. So the very first thing that you need to have in order to have a successful launch is magnetized visibility. The whole backbone of a launch is to allow yourself to be visible, to be seen, to be witnessed, and to be watched and celebrated by others, particularly with your audience. And so launching isn't something that you want to just stumble into. You definitely want to be strategic and intentional about it. However, with launching, there's a particular energy that you want to embrace, which is all about magnetized visibility. So it's leveraging the magnetism that you already have, right? And it's amplifying it. It's playing it up for this particular stretch of time because you really want to draw attention to this specific offer and this particular container of how your community members and your audience members can work with you. And so magnetized visibility is all about drawing folks in by using the magnetism that you already possess. And the absolute best way to do this as a business owner is to leverage your midheaven. I have talked extensively about the midheaven, why I love it, why it's such an important placement for business owners to tap into, and also why it's just not something you want to be overlooking in your birth chart. But when it comes to launching, your midheaven is the energy that's going to define your magnetized visibility. It's what you're going to leverage to attract and call in the audience members that are the best fit for your offer. And so you can definitely check out previous episodes I've done about the Midheaven. However, when it comes to launching, right, the way that you want to consider your Midheaven is that you want to look to it as a place that is going to highlight your astrological strengths, because we already know that your Midheaven is your legacy energy. This is your vocation. This is your life's work. And so this is energy that you are bringing into every single space that you exist in beyond just your business. But when it does come to your business, right, your Midheaven points to what your astrological strengths are, what your audience is already picking up on, and what people are already drawn to. And so within launching, in creating a container where you are consciously playing up this energy, you can naturally draw in people who are already existing within your audience who are going to be the best fit for this offer. And this goes really well within the launch journey, as we'll talk about in a bit. But that is the very first element to a successful launch. You have to have magnetized visibility. And the best way to tap into this and define what that looks like for you is by leveraging your Midheaven. All right. So the second thing that is an absolute necessity for a successful launch is having one defined offer. And so this is super important because so many business owners come to me and they're like, Blue, like, I have a whole product suite. I have so many things that I want to do, so many things I want to launch. How do I know what to focus on? A launch is a really great exercise in simplification because it is a defined time when you're focusing on just one offer. So this isn't to say that you have to commit to having only one offer in your product suite for all time, but the launch is going to be a stretch of time, right? A few weeks, however long it's going to be, where you're going to be focusing on just one offer. So you can definitely have your business set up where even if people aren't ready or they just aren't a good fit for the offer you're talking about, they can still tap in and purchase your other offers. But your focus is going to be on promoting and letting everybody know about the launch of this one offer. And so in order for a launch to be truly successful, you have to be able to focus on just one offer, to let your systems and your automations take the work off your shoulders for you in terms of promoting absolutely everything you have to offer in your business, and instead putting your focus and attention on what that one defined offer is going to look like. Now, if you don't know what that is, or you're having trouble narrowing down what that offer is going to look like, then I definitely recommend tapping into your second house energy. As we talked about in previous episodes of the podcast, your second house is the house of material possessions, but this is also within business astrology, the space where you are able to tap into your most monetizable skill set. So this is what energy in your birth chart is going to help you to leverage and craft and create the offer that best utilizes this energy. All right. So in order to have a successful launch, you have to know what it is that you're selling. You have to have. Now, the third element to a successful launch is all about the launch journey itself. Okay. And so when I speak about the launch journey, this is the process, the story that you're going to lead people through, and the journey that you're going to take your audience from not just becoming aware of you and your offer, but allowing them time to be drawn into your magnetized visibility, giving them time to learn all the details about your defined offer, to answer their questions, to literally take them on a process of entering you in your world and making a decision as to if this is the entry point they want to move forward with in terms of working with you in a more intimate way. And so there's so many places that we can look to in a chart to help you define this launch journey. But I really like pointing to Saturn for this, because Saturn is a planet of longevity, of karma, consequences, and commitment. And Saturn really, really wants you to be committed to a process. Now, this is an area that a lot of people really struggle with when it comes to launches, right? Being able to sustain over a long period of time that magnetized visibility, to sustain being able to talk about and center the launch journey around just one defined offer over a period of time. And so working with Saturn, right, and particularly where Saturn is in your chart and appeasing it, is really going to support you in creating a successful launch, because not only are you going to build that stamina, but you're going to create foundations that will allow you to have successful launches in the future. If you create the assets now to have a successful launch for this round, you can reuse those assets in the future to continue your launch journey, to extend it, to talk about other points, and to help evolve your defined offer and increase your magnetized visibility. And so working with Saturn really helps you to define those things and to really learn how to leverage it in your business. So all three of these components, right? Your magnetized visibility, your defined offer, and your launch journey all work together to create the foundations for a successful launch. And when you're able to tap into different points within your chart, particularly your midheaven, your second house, and your Saturn placement, then you're able to really tap into how to make a successful launch work with your astrological strengths and your energetic capacity. And so in this way, you no longer have to stretch yourself to fit a traditional launch model. You can create the launch model that's going to work for you and your offer, and that's really going to amp up your own personalized, magnetized visibility and why people want to work with you in the first place. And so I am so excited to announce that my new one-on-one program, Private Astrologer, is going to be opening up for enrollment. I'm so excited for this. And so if you're a business owner that has these things, you recognize what your midheaven is, you have a defined offer, and you want support in creating that launch journey, into defining what that really looks like, and to bring astrology into your launch strategy, then this is the program for you. Over the months that we're going to be working together inside the program, I'm going to show you how you can bring your astrological strengths and your natal chart into your launch strategy so that you can not only fill up your offer, but you can sell out your next launch round. I only have 5 spots this round, and so this is going to be a super intimate and highly impactful program that you definitely don't want to miss, especially if your goal is to create a successful launch during Q2. So head to the show notes or the description to book your sales call and apply to join Private Astrologer this round. I can't wait to see you on your Private Astrologer sales call, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.